Our first story is about a musician named Andrew Bird, whose music I absolutely adored when I first heard it. And from the sweet, lonely sound of it, I wasn't surprised to learn that he plays every instrument himself. What's more, I found out a few years ago, he created his own fortress of solitude. He moved from Chicago to a rural farm, isolated from other musicians, even from music on the radio, and he found his music developing in ways that he hadn't expected.
The barn is situated on 350 acres of rolling hills and limestone cliffs and springs and forests. It's really close to the Mississippi River, so it's kind of where the glaciers sort of mist. And there's corn and soybeans and chickens. It was crazy. When I moved out there, I drove out there in a snowstorm in late February, and there was no one out there. And the barn wasn't quite finished, and I was loading in all my stuff, and I went out to the chicken shack, and the sun had just gone down. It was kind of like that purplish sky, and it was snowing, and there was a peacock sitting on the back of my grandpa's 73 Chevy pickup truck. And I've never seen a peacock again since I've been there. It was a weird way to start this whole, like, kind of three-year antisocial adventure. I felt like I needed a place to get away and to work. What it ended up being is, like, this sort of self-imposed vacuum. Like, let's see what happens when I stop listening to records, I move out into the middle of nowhere, and have this space to experiment and let melodic ideas come out of wherever they come out of. I feel like the melodies and the arrangements since I've been out there and reflecting the landscape too just sort of opened up. When I spend too much time at the barn, the creative process slows down and I'm writing less songs, but I'm getting deeper in those songs. But I'm aware of, like, that things have kind of been grinding to a slower pace since I've been out there just in my own head. I think what I'm able to create by myself is somehow more interesting than what I could do with the band right now. I both have this, like, isolation to work and experiment, but I also go straight from that experimentation and working with myself straight to a stage now with the solo show. Whereas before I'd have to, you know, schedule rehearsals with my band and kind of go through this negotiation of sort of letting go of your songs. Really who I interact with now instead of a band is the audience. A lot of times I'll play a half-finished song for the audience and, like, as if to ask them what they think, you know. That's replaced my band, really. I think the lyrics have gotten a lot more, like, internal conversations. Like, Lull, for instance, became, like, the theme about someone who's trying to convince themselves that it's cool to be alone. Being alone can be quite romantic, like Jacques Cousteau, Underneath the Atlantic.
Being alone, it can be quite romantic, like Jacques Cousteau, Underneath the Atlantic, a fantastic.
And then there's a completely ridiculous line, which is embarrassing and self-conscious, but became so true. I'm rambling on rather self-consciously, stirring these condiments into my tea, and I think I'm so lame, I bet I think this song is about me. Don't I?
I'm so lame, but I think the song is about me. Don't I? I'm in love.
Ultimately, when I was out there, I had to convince myself that being alone, though sometimes necessary, really, you can convince yourself that it's romantic if that makes you feel better. It was this sort of extreme experiment, and it was really cool, and all this cool stuff came out of it. But, you know, in many cultures, moving out and being isolated from everyone else is like a fate worse than death, you know? And there I was out there just kind of obsessing over that idea. Like, what? Why am I out here? What drove me to live in a barn by myself in the middle of nowhere? So all the while I knew that there was going to come a time when I had to come back and re-engage and play with musicians again, and that time has finally come. So.
Andrew Bird will be back on tour starting in November, and you can find out about his shows and hear some more of his music at studio360.org. Jonathan Menjivar produced our story.